Are you confused about analytical paragraph writing and struggling with how to write a perfect paragraph for your exam? Since this topic has been newly added in the syllabus of 10th board exam, it has replaced the old traditional way of writing a paragraph. In this video, we'll learn how to write an analytical paragraph for any given data. If you're watching my video for the very first time, please subscribe to the channel because I keep uploading latest topics in language and literature on my channel. And don't forget to press the bell icon so that you can be notified whenever I upload a new video. Let's move on to the topic now. What is analytical writing? For an analytical paragraph, as the name suggests, it's analyzing and comparing any given data and then writing a summary about it. Now comes two questions. Number one, how will be the data given to you? Number two, how would you write a summary about the given data? So this data can be given to you in any form. It can be in the form of a pie chart, it can be in the form of a bar graph or a line chart. It can be a picture either. It can be in tabular form. Like in this picture, all these graphs and charts are telling you some information. Now you need to decode this data in words and write it in a form of a paragraph. Let me try another way. Most of you must have done the exercises on picture composition and data interpretation. Now if you join both of them, that is the picture composition and data interpretation, you will get analytical paragraph writing. As I said, most of you already know about it. If not, a picture composition looks like this, where you are given a picture and you have to write a composition based on that picture. Now the data interpretation looks like this, where a data has been provided to you and you have been asked questions based on that data. And you will answer those questions, of course, based on the data provided to you. And that is called data interpretation. Now, what did I say? I said, if you join picture composition and data interpretation, you get analytical paragraph writing. So here you'll be given a picture of data and will be told to write few words about that. The word limit to write an analytical paragraph can be from 150 to 250. All of you must have understood by now that you have to decode the data given in the picture. Now, how would you write it? For that, we'll first understand format of writing an analytical paragraph and then we'll see how to go about with decoding that data into words. So it has a specific format that you have to follow and that is also very easy. The format is divided into three parts. First, you have to start with an introductory line. We call it the introduction. Then you write the main content, that means the body of your paragraph. You can divide the body of your paragraph into sub-paragraphs. And at last, we summarize our points with a conclusion. So what would you write in an introductory paragraph? Introduction is the first paragraph that should describe in brief what the graph is about. So whatever you see in the graph, just write it as it is. The idea is that the reader should be able to understand the context of the paragraph only after watching the introductory line. For an introductory paragraph, you just need to write one or two lines, not more than that. And that too you can take from the question itself. I'll show you how to do it when I'll do example of it. Now, in the body of the paragraph, just start writing all the details provided in the data one by one. See, the data provided to you can be a growth pattern of a company. Whether you see an increasing growth or you see a decline in growth of a company in the span of years or decade. You can also be provided the data in comparative structure, as in comparison between the growth of two companies or disparity into gender. In that condition, you'll write a comparative analytical paragraph on the given data. In both the cases, you can divide your paragraph into sub-paragraphs to convey your information accurately. In last paragraph, summarize the information in general. Draw a conclusion through the information you extracted from the bar graph. You should keep in mind that you are not allowed to add any personal opinion or conclusion. You should simply stick to the facts. And this is how we complete an analytical paragraph. Now we'll see one example that would clear all your confusions mostly. So let's get into that. Below is a graph given showing literacy rates of males and females in an European country ranging from 1951 to 2011. Write an analytical paragraph in about 200 to 250 words. And this is a bar graph given to you. Now, the first step after reading the question and seeing a bar graph is not to start writing immediately. Hold on. Read the bar graph carefully and try to extract information from it. The key is to choose important information wisely, organize it well, state correct facts, and summarize it properly. Given bar graph has two axes. The horizontal one, which is axis X, delineates span of time on the interval of decades, that is from 1951 to 2011. On the other hand, vertical axis Y illustrates the percentage increased in the literacy growth. From 0 to 90%, the green bar represents male population and the yellow one is for female. I hope everything by now is clear. Now, what is the important information you need to extract from this bar graph? Let's examine this graph carefully. If you observe the first bar, you will notice that literacy rate of females is half of the literacy rate of male in 1951. This is point one, which we understood from this graph. In 1961, there is a rapid growth in literacy rate of male, but very less growth for women. Then in 1971, the growth rate for male population has very slight increment, whereas the growth pattern of women in all the years till 1991 is quite same. Then there can be seen a hike in the literacy rate of the women population from 1991 to 2001, and the same in the forthcoming decade. Also, one point is clear here that the growth rate for both male and female is increasing every decade. But this is also the fact that the man literacy rate is always higher than the women literacy rate. So these were the points which I could make out after observing this graph. I hope you also must have noticed these points in the graph. And now these points will act as the information for our analytical paragraph. So let's start writing now. To start with the introduction, we need to write about the information we see through this bar graph. It is very much clear that in this bar chart, we are talking about literacy rate of male and female population in an European country. So here is a trick to write the introduction. Whatever is written in the question, the same thing you can write in your introduction. You just need to add some of your own phrases in that. For example, you can start like this. The bar chart illustrates the percentage of literacy in male and female in an European country ranging from 1951 to 2011. Now we'll start writing the main body, and in that we'll write all those points which we observed through that chart. Let's see how it goes. In the given data, it is clearly visible that in the year 1951, the percentage of literate women is nearly half of the percentage of literate men. Noticeably, men literacy rate fluctuated between 1951 to 1991, whereas female literacy rate gradually increased during this period. In 1971, more than 50% of the male population were able to read and write, and remained level through the following decade. But in sharp contrast to this, women have started showing rapid growth in their literacy rate 1991 onward, which have made them nearly equal to the ratio of men in coming decades. The literacy rate of the male population in the country is about 82% in 2011, in comparison to about 80% among the female population. This means that nearly one-fourth of the country's population is still illiterate. I hope I have picked out all the important information from this chart. Now the conclusion. Overall, it can be observed that both the genders show an increasing pattern of growth rate, but male sector remained at higher rate. However, as opposed to the prevailing trend, the growth of women literacy shall be expected to outshine the male literacy rate in the forthcoming years of the 21st century. I added this line after observing the increasing growth pattern in the female population, that is higher in comparison to the male population. So it can be estimated that in future, female literacy rate will be higher than the male literacy rate. Did you see? Writing an analytical paragraph is that easy. One thing that requires practice are the important phrases and vocabulary that will help you to explain and present the data in your own words. For that, you need a warm-up. Here I'm telling you some important phrases that you can use for writing such paragraphs. Did you notice all the highlighted words in my paragraph? These are the fancy words which make your writing better than the other students. So just understand what word is used when. Let's see if I can help you with some of the good phrases. To start the paragraph, you can use the phrases like this. The given chart illustrates that. The bar graph depicts that. The graph shows. The given line graph suggests. It is evident from the table that. The chart given above describes. The data given provides information about. You may use either of these phrases to give a kickstart to your paragraph. If the graph shows any pattern of growth, use unique adjectives to make your writing flowery and formal. As in, if you see a rapid growth in any number or rate, you may say the number rapidly doubled or started to rise or the number skyrocketed. If you find any drop off in number, you may say the number declined or leveled off or dropped down. If you observe the number is stagnated, you may use phrases like the population remained level through. If you see any fluctuation in the growth pattern, then use the phrases like the literacy rate fluctuated. If the graph shows any comparison, then use phrases like similarly, in sharp contrast with, in comparison to, however, as opposed to, while, noticeably. You must have noticed me using these phrases in my paragraph. I am giving you a number of phrases so that there is no repetition of the same phrases in your writing. If you observe any quantity in the paragraph, including numbers and figures, you may explain yourself in so many ways. Try to play with the numbers. As in my paragraph, when I noticed that 80% of the population is literate, I explained it as nearly 1/4 of the population. I didn't say exact 1/4 because it's more than 75%. So I use the word nearly. Likewise, there are so many phrases that you can use, as in 1/3 of, majority of the people, minority of the people, near about 70%, almost 1/3 of the population, on an average, approximately, and other words. At the end, when you conclude your paragraph, start your sentences with the phrases like to summarize, subsequently, in all, in a nutshell, or in short. I started my last paragraph as overall. So you may use that also. Well, overall I observe that writing an analytical paragraph is much easier than writing a descriptive paragraph. I hope you found this video useful. So don't forget to subscribe to the channel. You may visit my channel for more paragraph exercises and other writing skills. Bye-bye.